to the editor of the Times. Sir, privileges and rights won either by revolutionary or by constitutional means are very hard to give up, and women are not likely to relinquish what they have gained in the medical profession or elsewhere after years of fighting. Having myself done 5 years medical work in India, I appreciate how urgently medical women are needed in that vast country for work which cannot be undertaken by men. The question of modesty can, I think, be ignored, because to the pure, all things are pure. And men and women can discuss sex questions without embarrassment, provided that discussion is carried on in a scientific manner. The sex question is not one only for the medical schools and hospitals. It applies with equal force to public schools and universities like Oxford and Cambridge. And this is why women have their own schools, colleges and hospitals with proper accommodation for their own sex. In view of the rapidly increasing number of lady medical students, the obvious remedy for the present state of affairs is for women to raise money and build medical schools and hospitals where they can be trained in medical subjects as they are at Newnham and Girton Colleges in subjects other than medicine. Lady doctors specialize in diseases of women and children, and those subjects could be studied at their own hospitals. Yours faithfully, Cecil Webb Johnson, Harley Street.